أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونريد أن ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين. ونريد أن تضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين. ونمكن لهم في الأرض ونري فرعون وهامان وجنودهما منهم ما كانوا يحذرون. وأوحينا إلى أم موسى أن أرضعيه فإذا خفت عليه فألقيه في اليم ولا تخافي ولا تحزني ولا تخافي ولا تحزني فالتقطه آل فرعون ليكون لهم عدوا وحزنا إن فرعون وهامان وجنودهما كانوا خاطئين. وقالت امرأة فرعون قرة عين لي ولك لا تحزنين وقالت لأخته قصيه وقالت لأخته قصيه وقالت لأخته قصيه فبصرت به عن جنب وهم لا يشعرون وحرمنا عليه المراضع من قبل فقالت هل أدلكم على أهل بيت يكفلونه لكم وهم له ناصحون وهم له ناصحون فرددناه إلى فرددناه إلى أمه كي تقر عينها ولا تحزن ولتعلم علم أن وعد الله حق ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون وكذلك نجزي المحسنين وكذلك نجزي المحسنين ودخل فاستغاثه الذي من شيعته على الذي من عدوه فوكزه موسى فقضى قال هذا من عمل الشيطان إنه عدو مضل مبين
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته يا أيها الذين آمنوا أو people who believe who has إيمان إذا نودي للصلاة يوم الجمعة when the caller has called you especially on a Friday فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله stop everything and rush, hasten to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ If you only know, that's the best for you. How you spend the waqt of Jumu'ah, your whole week will go well with you. May Allah siftastanun khi, inshallah. My dear friends in Islam, our body is created from earth. And it needs to be satisfied with the elements of earth, namely food, drink, and lawful intimacy, etc. On the other hand, the ruh, the soul, is a special creation inside us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in us through an angel when we were in our mother's womb. And the soul also satisfied, and it is fed through something that Allah specifically sent, and that is the book of Allah, the Quran. How beautifully for us in the month of Ramadan, when we listen to that Quran, whether you understand or don't understand, may Allah give you understanding. But what the effect of that Quran, that to date right now as we are talking, there are hundreds of non-Muslims that's got respect for Islam, that's looking at Gaza, and that has purchased a book, the Quran, a translation of the Quran, or zoomed into their personal phone and looked for a proper, authentic translation of what the Muslims created has to say about the reality of life. And as I was scanning, I'm telling you, my brother and sister, they can't put down their phones or the holy book. Tears start to roll because they are conscious that there is a creator. Their soul also longs. We make dua in the Mubarak time of Jumu'ah. Allah give hidayah. Amen. Understand the body and understand the soul, my dear friends in Islam. The body has so many needs, but the soul has only one need. And what is that need, my dear friends? To be with Allah. Everything else in this world is designed to take us away from Allah. And therefore Allah left us in the Quran, Allah nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. When your life right now feels dark and gloomy, and you cannot even see in front of you, the person sal net sê vir jou, druk aan die switch, dan gaan daar lig wees, dan gaan sy weer smile. Likewise, one has to tap on one's soul. Find that link with Allah, and you will see the nur of Allah, the tajalli of Allah. Why people go for Umrah? Why are the haram filled? Why is Aqsa also, the people are logging, already going for i'tikaf? Because these are all lovers of Allah. May Allah make us lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear friends in Islam, the food for the soul is the zikr of Allah. Because the Prophet said, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ, the one that is mindful of Allah, he remembers Allah, he is alive in the eyes of Allah. وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ, when you don't find time to remember Allah, to think of Allah, in the eyes of Allah, you're already written as dead. You might be living, walking alive, enjoying yourself with every entertainment you can think of. But in the eyes of Allah, you are written down as dead. May we not be written in the eyes of Allah as dead, my dear friends in Islam. Similarly, that house of yours, when are you going to make that house of yours alive? You have entertainment to please all your brass. You have parties. You have everything. But when is Allah and Allah's name going to vibrate the halls of your home? That your souls again become written by Allah as a living Muslim. Nabi Sawara, the Nabi said, in the Asghar al-Bayt, the worst of homes is that house where it's void of Allah. Imagine, the Prophet warned us, don't let your house become like a qabristan. Mag Allah for ons maaf gee. Don't let your house be a maqbara. In other words, no dhikr of Allah. Again, a reminder for me and you as Ibn Qayyim rahmatul alayhi, with what eyes he looked at. Because the world today is blind. It looks like you can see. Some of you got fake eyes. Some of you got eyes of a snake. Some of you have got a cataract in the eyes. Some, when you go to the optician and you look into that thing, and then it goes click, look at the left, click, click. Can you see now? There's a bit blur with optometrist. Tuk, tuk. Can you see now? Can you see far lens? Far, clear see. What color? So they create a proper zoom. Allah wants from us for the hearts to look beyond this small world, this fool's paradise, to look at the vastness of Jannah, to understand what really is my purpose here. Your purpose is not an engineer, not a doctor, not a maulana, not a teacher, not a bricklayer, not a ganja. You are the Ummah of Rasulullah. You are here that this prophet, the last prophet he knew, you're not going to get any more prophet. He cried, Ummati, Ummati. He says, my Ummah is going to come in a time when the world is going to be like an illusion, a mirage. You think it's Jannah. And you're going to throw yourself into this low life. And many is going to die. Die in this world. And Nabi is trying to prevent us. Come away from this fire, man. Like moths scattered to think it's a galley. Let the bitch cool off, cool. So, what have the galleys gemaakt met die kinders hier in Parkhout? They have sold their souls. It's a bitch for the bitch. Still was a glow piece. Rook. A lupala hai. No, since in America, that's supposed to be the ha of the world. A lot glamorous girls. The bean hang die kant, a lot of zombies. A lot of zombies. A lot kaputs. Mag Allah hidayah geven. We got iman. We're not crying hidayah. We're not crying hidayah. Nabi would have cried hidayah. But we're not to judge here. Then you find on YouTube a man, he's tattooed head to toe. There's not a space for anything but tattoos. But then Allah puts the nur of iman, the sweetness of iman, the nur of hidayah to his heart, that he changes his whole life around. But his tattoos, he can't take anything off. It's there. But now he's crying to Allah. He doesn't want any more of this khutbah. He realized this was a fake. This never really gave me peace and happiness. Alladhina amanu wa tatma'inna qulubuhum bi dhikri Allah ala bi dhikri Allah tatma'innu qulub. Allah says, put in the pin number. Activate yourself with Allah, your soul. Bring iman in Allah. Connect with the dhikr of Allah. Find your answers with Islam. We born Muslims, my dear friends, in Islam. But look at us. Do a soul search of yourself and reflect, because Allah says, afal wa fi anfusikum, look at your own self. Afala tubsirun fatirin nauti. Jumu'ah is a time for us to reflect. Mag Allah for ons verstaan en gesê amen, my broers. So Ramadan is a perfect time for us to purify the soul. Ramadan is the perfect month where we empty the stomach, because Allah wants us to feed the soul. Allah wants us to feed the soul. In Ramadan, the stomach may be empty, but that soul, the heart, are being fed. And therefore, the ayat is sitting so. Moet nooit dink vir jouself die day that putjes is boring. Subhanal. Gooi die gooi lekker.
Malik al-Qudus, Subhan al-Malik al-Qudus,
Subhan al-Malik al-Qudus. Wait a second, wait a
second. Subhan
al-Qudus,
Rabbuna.
Allahu Akbar. That is high voltage, my bros. That is high voltage. In ander lande sit hulle maak hulle sag, but hulle sê dieselfde beat. Ons het die kaap, ons is groente, because die klop sê hulle tune, En ons laat dit ons eie tune. Maar mag Allah gee dat hy dikker vir ons ruk ons harte. Because you are praising Allah to that extent. That Allah is waiting. Wat wag jy dan nog vir? Dit die baraka wat hy dikker. As jou doa immediately geaanneem, my geliefde broers in Islam. Mag alles op verstaaning gee. My dear friends, 1 month Allah has given us bonus. If you talk about Black Friday, just to tell you, Ramadan is that black day. Not the black day, actually. It is the white day, the white month. It's the best month of the year. Everything, it's a crazy sale. It doesn't come in any other time of the year but Ramadan. It's a mega decker sale, my dear friends. You do a nafal, you get the reward of a farad. You do a farad, you get great, great, multiple, you can't pay them. Then you get Laylatul Qadr, is equal to 76 or 78 years of ibadah. Allah loves us so much, He wants us to score. He wants us to score, my dear friends. I mark it, but up for me and for you. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how far is your heart from me in Ramadan? It comes to you as a guest. You can see the slums as vaka throughout the country. But you are an ifaq. If you don't find Allah now with tawbah, when do you want to wait? Till death stares at your face, my dear friends. Allah has given us this great gift. 11 months outside Ramadan, we spend time feeding our bodies and neglecting and starving many times the soul. But Ramadan, Allah affords us an opportunity to revive the soul. So we starve the body to feed that soul with La ilaha, with Astaghfiru, asking Allah for Jannah and asking Allah Ta'ala to guide us and our children. My dear friends in Islam, let the world be reminded that Palestine, Aqsa, is the most just cause in history, and it deserves to be spoken about at all times. Because in Islam is written in the scriptures that it will always rock in Aqsa. Decisions will be made from Aqsa. The end of times, things are going to rock there in Aqsa. Imagine a small place like Gaza is moving the world. And as it's moving the world, the enemies in the world, the hypocrites in the world, they're pooping. Because Kulja al-Haq wa hazahaqa inna al-batila kana zahuqa. The truth will always prevail. Falsehood must perish. Inna kana zahuqa. As history repeats itself, the wheel is turning, my dear friends in Islam. There is a great shift in the world right now as we are talking. The world has never seen this before. As I read, one person said something wise. It says 3 years. The whole world, all the governments, the top brass in the world, they were playing a monopoly game with the entire world, and we all fell for it. The mask of Zorro for 3 years. And they got it right. That for 1 year, the whole Ramadan, they ripped us apart. But we could still fast. Allahu Akbar. We still had our identity as Iman. But they closed the masjids. They closed the Haram of Makkah al-Mukarramah. How fortunate was that one person that had that honor to go make a tawaf, and he made the dua for the whole ummah. I'm just giving us food for thought. In other words, this person saying, for 3 years, the world went into sujood for what the big brother is telling us. There's a virus. And they use puppets to mind control us, and we fell for it. And every day we look at the TV, we say, our God is saying, my brothers, we still got another month stay with the Zorro and hand sanitize. That's all I can say. They were killing our fathers and mothers and grandparents in the hospitals. All respect for doctors. We were brought up to respect doctors. But amongst the doctors, there's no more doctors. Save a few. Mag alles verstaan ook. Die plastic card wat hulle het. Amal die plastic card. It's a fake. It's an illusion. It's called power and control. And you are a zombie in the eyes of the big brother. Mag alles verstaan ook. Ek gee maar even die tasters. Als het dit tijd om te praten, real McCoy, you just have to be present here in the Jumu'ah. Mag Allah ze verstaan en geven. Maar Allah zei voor ons, Allah doet zei Muslims. Allah zei, ja, you are Nas. Who is Allah talking to? Nas mean? People, mankind. Allah zei, oh my beloved people. People of conscience. Inna wa'adallahi haq. Allah's promise is true. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Let this present life not deceive you. وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. And let the true deceiver, the Dajjal, at the end of time, and Iblis and its, all its associates, not deceive you of the bigger picture, and that is Jannah and Allah. That is why, by the Shafi madhab, before you conclude your salah, the Imam recites, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatil mahya wa mamat. Oh Allah, seek your protection of the times we are living in. The tests, it's going to come like tsunamis in front of our doorstep. Of the living and the dead. Wa a'udhu bika min fitnatil masikhid dajjal. And I'm seeking your protection of the worst fitna to ever stay in the eyes of mankind will be the DJ, the Dajjal. That he's going to make you believe he is Allah. And who is the Dajjal? Is exactly what the Zionist entity is awaiting. That is their powers that will rule the world from Israel. And this is the stark reality. Therefore, in Musnad Ahmad, it's mentioned that Rasul Sallam said, "La yakhruju dajjal hatta yadhhalu an-nas an dhikrihi hatta tatruk al-a'imma dhikrahu 'ala al-manabir." That the Dajjal will appear at that time when the ulama will forget about mentioning the hadiths of Dajjal, what Rasul and Anbiya before warned their people. They will be so, we will be so engaged with so much of the worries of this world that you will not khutbah about the Dajjal. And that time when the voices is not heard anymore about Dajjal, that is the exact time will he appear. A lot of things are unfolding regarding the Dajjal, my dear friends. Mag Allah vermeen fi ibadar. Read the Suratul Kaf elke vrijdag. The first 10 verses, the last 10 verses should be memorized that Allah protect you from the Masihud Dajjal. Something is seriously wrong with Israelis who behave like this as we see the whole week as time carries on. Imagine, picture yourself. You as a farmer, you in Skaapkraal, you've got acres of land that belongs to your ancestors. And you plant for years, it takes you for it to bear what you call the olive trees, the olives to take its lekkerheid, man, and to export it for survival to the Arab worlds. That is your rizq, your income for, you know, that you're going to make. Imagine, what maakt die Israelis? Hulle kom met moerse tanker, wat is dat ding, concrete tanker. Dan kom hulle met bulldozers en hulle kom met hulle guns. En hulle kom na jou plek toe, jou farm. Imagine. En hulle soek vir jou gat wat het is, a well. That's the only survival that well they depend on. To feed all the olive trees. And what they do, they order the cement truck, gooi and the well, Allah is a man the dagger, mark two. Klar, they just go to the next farm. My dear friends in Islam, what kind of people is going to bring a stop to water, to life, and to do such kind of injustice to a farm, you know, to Allah Ta'ala's natural creation of the olives? Dis die vervloekste van nasie wat jy kan ooit gaan soek. Hulle gaan soek vir aliens in die space, hulle gaan soek vir nog 'n planet. Die aliens is die goede. Dis is die goede wat moet geaboord word, geliefde broers. Hulle is completely as insania, as the humanity left and hulle die hulle lyk soos mens. In effect for your information, imagine. You saw in the car pass daar, a hospital, but die persoon is a whitey, van die jore, hy gaat maar klei daar so, gaat frik maak onze moslims daar so in Gaza, hy komt terug, in met sy eie paspoort, gebeur sy dokter, gay, en specializes die top levels in onze hospitalen, en gaat achter jou, vir julle geshifa. My broers, moet nie stras meer jood nie, my broers. Ek sê nou maar vir julle, strijd jou so, my broer. You know, die ding ruk hier op die grond. Hoe ver is so? Stealing people's homes while they're out. Imagine you from here, my brother. You go back there, where you come from. Kom hier kwaai area, gauw daar so, man. Huh? Nee, Bishop Kort is te hoog. Ha? Huh? Oké, okay, Kenwan, ja. Kenwan is al lekker. Imagine my bro. Zij gaat nou huis toe. Na Jumu'a. Zij kom maar zo. En hulle is bezig om jou huis te bulldoze. Zij kan niks zijn. Zij kan niks zijn. Jou huis. Zij heeft gewerkt voor. Humble beginnings. Alhamdulillah, is jou huis. Is op jouw naam, is op papieren, alles. Maar hulle sê, nee, het is ons huis. Het is legal voor ons. As jy gaan steel, ons het gevat het. Het is ons groot, ons is the chosen ones. Wat soort mense doen, sulke goed aan my broers. Daarvoor julle future kinders, maak maar zinke hier so op elke grond wat julle kan kry. Sê amen. Ons moet een beetje ons self wakker raak. Mag alles even staan in Gimie broers. Imagine, in this week, withholding bodies, dead bodies of the killed relatives. Imagine, withholding those bodies even, from the people that wants to bury those bodies. In other words, hulle wil die Muslimien, die Palestinians, laat so swak laat voel, dat hulle, wat die mense, Allah, hulle iman is op nog een level, maar alles ek verstaan en gee. Ek sê nou een video in Gaza van die een Palestinian wat hulle sê vir hom, kom eens my broer, kom eens om. Gee my goeie stok aan so van jou, my broer. En sê vir hom en hy staat so met die gun. En sê vir hom, jy, kap die meer. Kap het daar so met die goede oma. Hy moet hy meer kap. My broers in die slaan. Die video, laat vir jou tranen gee. Het is jou eie huis. Wat jy van jou eie hande opgebouw het, jou papa of whatever. Jy word gesê om jou eie huis, brik voor brik, moet jy destroy, because as jy meer jou huis sê, is de oorse huis. Die is die vervloekte soorte nasie, wat ons nie besig is, my broers. Maar ons sê vandag, sê achter my, brik voor brik, hol voor hol, Israel, wolfhol, en Palestine, must stand tall. Takbir, imagine, ons is hier in Masjid Dusabar en Parkhout. Imagine my broers, soeken van Allah, even as daar vanavond een gloopje is, of soeken van Allah.
Zoeken we Allah voor de comfort van de kapen. Zoeken we Allah voor de meren. Zoeken we Allah voor de water. Zoeken we Allah voor de kaap, voor de parking space. Zoeken we Allah voor de sound. Zoeken we Allah voor de movie. Say alhamdulillah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, imagine. They made the mark Jumu'ah. When they sit, imagine they sit. And the world is looking at them. Pictures is being taken. They are making a khutbah. When the 160 beautiful masajid in Gaza was completely gebomb. Completely gebomb. What say Allah in the holy book? وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ. What atrocity, say Allah. Allah make a great statement. Allah say, what atrocities can be worse? Zulm. Can be of the worst when you prevent a people of just bowing down and worshiping the Creator. And sign Allah of word fear in the nukta say, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ خِزْيٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Allah say, I am going to expose them, disgrace them. They're going to be disgraced right in this world. And then they're going to be disgraced in the grave that awaits them. Whether they put in an iron bars or whatever, they want to seal themselves up. Allah gaat gecompress word, my bros. And gecompress word, and gecompress word. As hulle man net weet, hulle feit wat hulle gaat het. This world is short. You live here for 60, 70 years. But no matter what a mafia Al Capo you were, when you're going to be in front of Allah, or your cover itself is going to be your latest nightmare, my geliefde broers. Mag Allah for ons bewaar. En mag Allah for hulle vervloek. Mag Allah ta'ala for hulle vervloek. Mag Allah ta'ala samba. Dag en nacht. Duizenden van hy amie. Hulle sal klaar malou. Mag Allah vir hulle malou. En wie vir hulle aanluister, moet ook malou raak. En vir hulle wil help, moet ook malou raak. Because dis maar een syne fikseke mense in my geliefde broers in Islam. Imagine what they did when we couldn't see their crimes on our phones. That is why it is the ongoing jihad. It's not started last year in October. It's been starting years ago. But everyone was made. That is why, my brothers and sisters, do you know, take a note of something. People don't want to be entertained with Hollywood and Bollywood and what the hood nog. They don't want to be entertained anymore. And my dear Muslims, if you still got time with your series, and your sitcoms, and you're joking, then you better make tawbah and turn back to Allah. As they did what aangaat nie, my geliefde broers in Islam, dan saam rechtig vaak, my geliefde broers. Because the greatest Oscar award will be given to all those shuhada of Gaza, say Allahu Akbar. All those Palestinians from time immemorial that gave up their life, that said, Biruh bidam nabdika ya aqsa. They all deserve the greatest of Oscar awards, not in this dunya. The rewards is by Allah, Rabbul Izzah wal Jalal. Do you know what they are telling us? Not my words, the Creator's words, the prophetic words, that if they can just come back, they don't want to go to a jail. They don't want to be entertained with Hollywood and with Bollywood. They want to go back into the ribat to fight for Aqsa, to fight for the rights of their land, to fight, my dear friends, for the truth, and to fight to so that me and you can be liberated of the shackles of slavery that we are all in. Everyone in for a big ride. Mag Allah sy verstaan gee. Imagine this week had passed. By the way, my khutbah was al klaar geprepared net om te praat van die Ramadaanse beauty. Maar my hart kan het nie vat nie dat ek moet die goede sit om te praat die real makkoi. Agree jylle met my broers? Otherwise, kan ik een goed mannetje opdraaien, dan kan ik het praten over die Ramadanus, broers. Want die mensen poasa ook. Maar die mensen poasa 4 maanden met niks ogori en met niks futuro die mechanisten, broers. Wat let ze? Lekker, ik wil lekker sop even aan mijn maas en daltje. Je vrouw gaat je lekker sop maken, vegetable soep. En je maas en daltje, wat ze lekker meer in een eventje en een eitje. En een beetje, wat zijn goed, wat zijn goede thuis? Nee, man. De goede wat zijn goede op je bord om het thuis te geven voor die daltje. Een beetje. Dup, whatever ze doen. Lekker dup, right? Ons kan allemaal een lusjes, alhamdulillah, shukur voor Allah. Maar die mensen daarmee, broers, wat is de survival daar zo? De survival is zo, daar is honderden duizenden van koos en trokken en allerlei goede. Given from all the Arab worlds and from all other countries that has got humanitarian in them. But the start, even the freezers, it's going dead. The idol of the trucks is that fumes daar. Because the God van Israel say no entry, no permission. And Asala, that bring the drones and skittle net frek what ever can, because yella, so yella as you saw, yella and the oor as animals. Maar mijn broers, aan de licht van die wereld, jullie zijn die animals. Hoe is de animals? They are the animals, mijn geliefde broers. Hoe zit dat? I didn't say that. Allah says, Ola'ika kal an'am. They are, Allah says, they are like animals. Balhum adal. They even worse than animals. Even animals won't do that, my dear friends, in Islam. Look at the world of nature, the national, what's it, national?
Geographic.
Look at nature, when you can see sometimes nature saves each other. No, you're animal, I'm animal. Respect one another also. Of course, there's the wild, but there's also, you see nature, the respect. Have a heart, my dear friends, in Islam. Imagine 110 aid workers. These men have come for humanitarian aid. Waar zijn ooit die gehoor? In history. 110 aid workers have been killed by Israeli military this week. This week from last week, Juma till now. 100 and? Military, what's it? Aid workers. People have come to distribute the food, the water, the medical aid across Gaza. Hulle was doodgemaak, gemessike my geliefde broers. Mag Allah sabr en jamil sit in hulle ouwe harte. Maar as het my sien was, om my broer was, om my vader was, voel ek proud dat my papa het gehad. En my papa het gehoote mate. En my papa is sy briefie as, my kinders moet die griefie. Ek is in die bittere spuis in Jannah. As ek moet terugkom, sal ek die selle boob maak. Because there's no greater reward in this world than to achieve martyrdom, my geliefde broers, for a worthy cause. These are shuhada. Imagine they placed an evacuation order on Ashifa Hospital in this week. 30,000 people inside. And what they did, they arrested all the doctors. Imagine. One Palestinian doctor, he said, hy krijg sy sien, bring hulle in. Daar is niks meer, because hulle laun die trokke in, daar kom niks middags, daar is niks sien, survival. Daar is niks om die kind aan die slaap, sy eie sien operate in my, en die sien gaat die pijn, die reis, niks, en die sit die sien, wil laat slaap, you know, niks sien. En hy try om sy sien te save, daar, inna lillahi, wa inna ilaihi rajiun. Die is die condition daar, so my geliefde broers in Islam. In other words, cut a long story short, Israel has reached the height of oppression. Even as Hitler moet af van zijn graf komen en kijk wat daar aan gaat, zal hij zeggen, toen zei hij, geroek. Because in mij daar was het daar mis zo gewis, jong. God Allah. You know, imagine. Imagine, but this is what the news, the mainstream media won't tell you. that the people on the ground had enough of the Israeli government. You're seeing the Sparta pictures they show you, but the pressure is much heavier and much heavier. And what they won't show you, this comes from their own sources, 3,000 IDF coffin boxes. 3,000. May they be doubled up for the week coming, say, I'm in my Bruce. And 11,000 of their soldiers injured severely. And thousands of theirs, mind injury. Because it's in the Mujahideen. Allah brings the unseen forces from the Malaika al-Khalista Bruce. Salih al-Ja'ar, Farawi, a Palestinian resistance, he says, if the resistance falls, I swear by Allah we fall. Because the resistance is the only, the first and the last way to liberate Palestine. There's no other way. And the resistance is not for Palestine, for Aqsa alone. The effects of Aqsa will determine the effects, the ripple effect throughout the world, my dear friends in Islam. Therefore, may Allah give them all the strength. Amen. The world of conscience, peace, loving human rights was a lie. Free speech was a lie. Democracy was a lie. We live in a time of monsters. These were the zombies. Jesus monsters en hulle is geprogram van jongs af of soos ons kinders nie gaaf is so as daai kinders geprogram mag vrek die gentiles hulle is animals they cockroaches they must be wiped out so dear sitet my geliefde broers in Islam 80% of Israelis abroad do not intend to return to Palestine they don't intend to return. Because hulle is bound to what they have, my broers. Die wat nog daar is, hulle sê, al die guns van al die winkels is uitverkoop. Al die ammunition is uitverkoop. Meestal van die Israelis, wat daar woon, die citizens are so in Palestine itself. If they, wherever they're walking, they are walking with Moors and Ghana. You know? Because if it's any shoot, they shoot to kill. There's no question even. Die en IDF soldier, a skit down in Palestine, 13-year-old girl. He praat op die spoor, a jaar terug. He is in the court now van law. He say, even as that girl was 3 years old, sal hy van doodskiet. He word free van die court. Dis wat gedoen nie, my geliefde broers in Islam. So this is the name of the game, because they got their constitution based on their kind of cult. A cult that is a sickening cult that man has never ever seen. But as the Imam of Aqsa said last year while I was there in Etikaf, he says, Ibadallah, O slaves of Allah, Deenullahi ghalib. This was his Eid message. The Deen of Allah is the most costly commodity on earth. Wa nasrullahi kareeb. Allah's divine help is very near. Azimu deenakum, therefore, be proud as Muslims. Sunnat Allah fina al-ibtila thumma nasr. It's the rule of Allah. Understand, O Muslims, the rule of Allah. Allah will give you test upon test so that you bring your heart, your soul back to where it belongs. Then ultimately comes Allah's nusra, Allah's help. Lillahi al-amr, because to Allah belongs the command of kun fayakun. The day will return when the believers will rejoice and celebrate the victory of Aqsa al-Mubarak. Yansuru man yasha, because Allah gives izzat, honor and respect and dignity to whom Allah wants. Iduna idu shuhada. The Sheikh says, oh, it's a celebration. A celebration of all those that has martyred for the liberation of Aqsa. Iduna idul asra wal jarha. Our true Eid is the captives and those that are wounded. Eidul Ummahat Zawjat As-Sabarat. Our Eid celebration is our mothers and sisters that's gone through so much of hardship and given their lives and their daughters' lives. Our Eid is our love for our deen, our love for Aqsa al-Mubarak. And we will live with it and we will die with it. أو عيد استبات على القضية أعجمي والعربية جميعا is that we all will stand steadfast and firm on our principle that till Aqsa is liberated. Allahu Akbar. عيدنا عيد الشهداء يوم هم عند ربهم يرزقون. Our true celebration of Eid is when our martyrs are celebrating there in Jannah. فَاصْبِرْ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍّ. I say, bear patience, O Ummah of Rasulullah, O my Palestinian brothers and sisters. Allah's promise is the truth. And it says at the end of that khutbah that next year, inshallah, Baitul Maqdis will be free. Mensen, die mensen zijn geboren aan die land. Die mensen die een struggle gehad. Ik en ik nog niks struggles die gehad in mijn geliefde broers. Vandaag heeft daar een man zat gehad. Is een wit man. Die man heeft gesteel. Een third. Weet je wat dat? Weet je dat de million of the billions? 200 billion. Dat is meer dan ik. De correction. Maar imagine. Hij is nou gereleased. Dat ik het is zei. Toen wat maak hij? Vat hij penicillin? Hij vat hij gun? Hij schiet zichzelf vrek. Die is de naam van die game. So, oh corrupt leaders, turn back to your soul. Return to your almighty, become conscious. Where are you going to go gefrit for all the money of the masses? Stealing pensioners' money. Where is your face? Where's your conscience? We voted for you. We voted for you. And God doesn't sleep. Wake up. Smell the coffee, my geliefde broers. Smell the coffee. And it's by time for you that you make a proper vote. A proper vote that will lead the next generations a complete justice, integrity, peace. And yay, we want to tell South Africa, the black nation, that we also black, man. We also black. Don't look at us as lower than what you are, man. We were also there. We fought at where you are. So come on, man, we are all one nation. As Mandela said, we are Ubuntu nation. You know, we are all together. So South Africa also won't be free until you people become real free like birds, man. All being as a Ubuntu nation for one another. Stop looking at the chat, my brothers, man. Because we are trying not to have in our hearts that just I am a colored and I'm a not or whatever. We are all one brotherhood and one sisterhood. May Allah give us understanding. I end up, my dear friends in Islam, because I was in lunchy, man. I was in lunchy, so what are cool? To end off, food for thought. Imagine, picture the scenario. Millions are spent for Formula One car racing in the desert. While people starve, while people are calling for Islam, are jailed, while the youth are diverted from Islamic values to secular values. My dear friends in Islam, the Muslim world, we don't know where to put our face when the Christian faith are asking us, what about your Muslim leaders? Do you know how much Muslim countries there are in the world? And hardly a voice is heard, my dear friends. Or if a voice is heard, there's not much action. So the Muslim world faces huge problems. The people are starving. They are starving right there in your country. Stop showing the Torah, the blood canter of the country. And just behind the scene, the people are starving. Starving in all those Arab countries. In all those war-torn countries, people don't know where the next meal is coming from. People for iftar, they are standing from here till the end of Grassy Park, humbly with a bucket, waiting for some soup or some dal or some basic necessity, my brother. And they won't complain, my brothers. They will take that to say, alhamdulillah, and they will walk a mile or two to go and feed their brothers and their sisters, my dear friends in Islam. They are not complaining. They say, Hasbunallah, may Allah suffice. Allah can turn the wheel. Are we prepared for that, my brothers? And me and you prepared for that. We need to wake up and understand. May Allah suffice. So these Muslim country rulers are happy to waste the Ummah's resources, the Ummah's money on futile games. I want to tell them a word of advice of my beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When he warned you, وَيْلٌ لِلْعَرَبِ مِنْ شَرِّ قَدِكْتَ عَرَبِ. Woe, O Arab nations, I'm warning you, Arabs. I will not be there when you will be there as the Ummah of Rasulullah. But woe at the time when all the evils will come, and then you are going to soak in that evil. You're going to dress the garb of Islamic attire, but your heart is in the Western mindset. Talk like them, hark like them, think like them, riba like them. The end result is Allah will give us such a knock that you don't know where you're coming from. Mag Allah Allah sterker for Islam, for the Muslimin. Mag Allah Allah sterker for onze mensen in Palestine. In the land of Palestine, a nation torn by the hands of those who have sworn to rule, to dominate with might, but the people stand strong, ready to fight. For generations they have endured, through pain and strife their voices ensured, but their story be heard far and wide, their spirit unbroken, their resilience tried. O Israel, you have lost the world's heart with your repression and violence torn apart. The international community stands in dismay at the injustice you perpetrate every day. But Palestine will not be silenced or erased. Their struggle for freedom cannot be defaced. With hope, determination, they will prevail, and justice will come as their voices sail. Through the winds of change, the tides will turn, and Palestine's flame will forever burn. O Israel, heed this message loud and clear. Your grip on power is fading, and the end is near. Takbir! 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 Sal ons het 'n gas die Sondag, Molana Ka, and expert op die zakat en die fitra. So please attend, that is Sunday, for Dhuhr, inshallah. There's a collection of the buckets back at the masjid for masjid funds, also zakat, fitra, lillah, and also the buckets of joy, inshallah. Jazakallah.
يا مصطفى كل شيء
مصطفى